I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for March 28th. Today in 1950, Roy Acuff wraps up a 10-day tour of Alaska where he performed for Air Force personnel. Today in 1958, enraged that Chuck Berry was selected to close the show, Jerry Lee Lewis sets his piano on fire during a performance of Great Balls of Fire at Alan Freed's Big Beat Show at the Brooklyn Paramount Theater. According to legend, while walking off the stage, Jerry Lee said, "I want you to follow that, Chuck." Today in 1970, the album Hello, I'm Johnny Cash hits the top of the Billboard Country Albums chart for the first of four straight weeks. Today in 1973, George Jones and Tammy Wynette record We're Gonna Hold On in an afternoon session at the Columbia Studios in Nashville and create one of the best country duets of all time. Today in 1983, Dolly Parton starts a two-night stand at the London Palladium Theater, shooting it for an early HBO music special called Dolly in Concert. The set includes Baby I'm Burning, Great Balls of Fire, 9 to 5, and I Will Always Love You. Today in 2001, the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack receives platinum certification from the RIAA. And after Darius Rucker reaches the top of the Billboard Country Singles chart with Don't Think I Don't Think About It, his follow-up single, It Won't Be Like This For Long, starts a three-week run on top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart on this date in 2009. Happy birthday to country gospel singer-songwriter Bill Gaither, born on this day in 1936 in Alexandria, Indiana. Among the dozens of songs he wrote in his career, he also writes He Touched Me, which was recorded by Elvis Presley, and is considered one of the all-time great gospel recordings. Happy birthday to singer-songwriter, actress, producer Reba McEntire, born on this day in 1955 near Kiowa, Oklahoma. To date, Reba McEntire has sold more than 70 million albums worldwide. And happy birthday also to Rodney Atkins, born in Knoxville, Tennessee on this day in 1969. Signed to Curb Records in 1996, the singer-songwriter has 8 songs that have made the Billboard Top 10, 5 of them reached number 1. And that's what happened today in country music history for March 28th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.